Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. If you're not a hunter, but you have friends and family who are, you probably get left behind when they go to public hunting lands to bag game, but not anymore.
We offer a $12 limited use permit, which is kind of a companion permit to the $48 annual public hunting permit.
Vicki Feit is public hunting coordinator. While the permit is a type of companion to the annual public hunting permit, it is a standalone document that's good for an entire year.
With that permit, the only thing that you're not allowed to do is any of the hunting activities. You can actually even fish with the limited use permit.
People who don't know any hunters can still take advantage of this inexpensive way to access public lands.
If you're not a hunter, you're a bird watcher, or just a nature lover, you can spend that $12 and you've got access to all of these areas at times when hunting is allowed. You need to be careful in where your hunter orange, but you've also got access to this property at any other time for just doing the nature watching type things. Over 1 million acres of land, ready right there, waiting for you to come out and spend an afternoon watching nature.
Visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website for detailed information about public hunting and the limited use permit. That's our show, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.